Now we have a series of names given here of other communities, other towns that were affected by Samaria and Jerusalem. And these towns, if you follow them on the map, and they're not all on the map, by the way, they begin with Samaria and you move toward Jerusalem. In fact, you go beyond Jerusalem. And the meaning of these towns, I think, are very important for us that we have here. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 10. It says, "Declare it not at Gath, weep not at all." And Gath actually means weep town. It was weep town. And God says now, weep not in weep town. Now, Gath belonged to the Philistines. Don't let them know down there how you really feel about this. Don't let them know that judgment is coming upon you. And then he moves on down and says, "In the house of Ephrah, roll thyself in the dust." Now, Ephrah means dust town. And he says, now throw dust on your head when you get to dust town. And these places, some of them are known, others are not known. And then we come in verse 11 to one that's not known. "Pass away, thou inhabitant of Shaphar." And believe me, the inhabitants passed away because the town is no more. The site of it's absolutely unknown. And Shaphar means beauty town. And beauty town now is no longer beautiful, having thy shame naked. And the inhabitant of Zaanan came not forth. And Zaanan mean march town. And march town didn't march. And it also, the site of it is not really known today. And in the morning of Beth Ezel, he shall receive of you his standing. And now let me move on down to verse 12 here. "For the inhabitant of Maroth waited anxiously for good." Now, Maroth means bitterness. And they waited for a good report, a good word, a good news, but they didn't receive it. Bitterness. Now, "but evil came down from the Lord unto the gate of Jerusalem." They waited for a good word. No good word came. The Assyrians marching to the very walls of Jerusalem. But God is giving the southern kingdom another chance. And then he says, "O thou inhabitant of Lachish, bind the chariot to the swift beast. She is the beginning of sin to the daughter of Zion, for the transgressions of Israel were found in thee." Now, it is well known today, that is, scholars have determined, that Lachish, which, by the way, now is south of Jerusalem, it's southwest of Jerusalem, and it's over near the Philistine country. And Lachish was the place where idolatry was first introduced in the southern kingdom. And there apparently was a relationship there between Lachish and Judah and Jeroboam, the one who made Israel to sin in the north. At least this is where the idolatry began. And you notice the reference here to the beasts, which are horses. This is a place where horses were kept that were used in the worship of the sun. You remember even the Greeks had Apollo driving a chariot across the sky. This is the worship of the sun. And this is a form of idolatry. And God is condemning all of this, because Lachish introduced idolatry to Judah, to the southern kingdom.